You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Think geothermal energy, and Iceland may come to mind. All the heat from the island's hot thermal springs runs through underground pipes to heat homes and keep the pavements free of ice and snow. But what if we told you there is another type of geothermal that could be tapped for heating and cooling right beneath our feet here in the U.S.? State Impact Pennsylvania Susan Phillips investigates how this energy source could be used here in Philadelphia.
At the corner of 6th and Spring Garden Streets is a large Victorian built in 1829.
We are the oldest German organization in the United States. We are even 12 years older than the United States.
Tony Michael is giving me a tour of the German Society of Pennsylvania, which includes a ballroom on the first floor, a bar in the basement, and...
That is the biggest library with German books outside of Germany in private hands.
It's even got an original copy of the Declaration of Independence in German. And up until 6 years ago...
We had a steam heating system for parts of the building. We had a hot water system. We had split units, window units, you name it. We had fireplaces, but they were not operational anymore. We had everything in the world that you can imagine, space heaters. We eliminated all of that.
They got rid of it because it was expensive, inefficient, and added climate warming pollution to the atmosphere. So they switched to geothermal energy to heat and cool the building. Here's how it works. Drill a hole in the ground to reach the bedrock. In this case, about 400 feet deep to hit granite. The temperature in that part of the earth is a consistent 55 degrees. Think of it like a 55-degree storage facility. Line the holes with pipes in vertical loops. Add water. All of this is beneath the German Society's parking lot.
And there are two circulation pumps who are circulating the water through all these loops, up, down, up, down, up, down, 23 times.
Beneath our feet, the water flowing through these pipes will be in the ground long enough to become that steady temperature, about 55 degrees. Michael's friend, Jack Deanna, has worked with geothermal for decades, including when he worked at PICO. Deanna refers to it as caveman technology.
Because if you walk into a cave right now, it could be 15 degrees outside. It's going to be 55 degrees in the cave. It's the same concept, okay?
Okay, so that 55-degree water then flows into the basement to a heat pump, which either heats the building in winter or cools it in summer.
What people don't realize is they've lived with a heat pump their whole life. It's called a refrigerator. It's the same thing, right?
Right. Have you ever noticed how hot the back of your refrigerator is? That's because it's removing the heat from the inside and dumping it into your kitchen. In the winter, your refrigerator doesn't have to work very hard. But when it's summertime and 90 degrees out, your refrigerator works really, really hard. But for a heat pump with that consistent 55-degree water running through it, it doesn't have to work hard in summer or winter. That's a very happy heat pump that uses very little electricity and no need for carbon-polluting natural gas to heat the home.
For us, it was the perfect solution.
Michael says the whole thing cost about $1.4 million, but they were going to spend that to put in a new heating and cooling system anyway to preserve their rare book collection. And their gas bill went down from $1,200 a month to just $63 a month for the cooking gas. Philadelphia wants to see if this can work on a larger scale and possibly replace natural gas. Philadelphia Gas Works is owned by the city, and a recent study suggested that PGW and the city conduct several pilot projects, including what is known as district geothermal, or as one of two women pioneering and advocating for this change calls it, a micro geogrid.
I mean, like, it's crazy. It's crazy that we bring in an explosive gas into our homes and light it on fire to make grilled cheese.
Audrey Shulman is from the Boston-based organization HEAT.
So if I'm given a choice of something that's safer, results in better indoor air quality, gives me cooling, which I need more and more, and will cost the same or less, I think it's clear what I would want.
Shulman has worked with investor-owned utilities in Massachusetts to help develop a geogrid. And here's how that could work. Instead of just one building, like the German Society, striking out on its own, the utility, like PGW, would drill down into a playground or a field or even an intersection, lay the pipe, add the water, install heat pumps in all the neighboring homes, and use that to heat and cool an entire neighborhood. Gas and electric utility Eversource in Massachusetts will soon be doing just that in Framingham, a suburb of Boston. The executives told us they had no trouble signing people up despite the headaches of having to dig up the street. The residents wanted clean energy, and they wanted air conditioning as well as heat. Philadelphia wants to be carbon neutral by 2050, but that's tricky when you own a fossil fuel utility that employs about 1,100 people in good-paying union jobs. Nobody wants to lose their job. City Controller Rebecca Reinhart sits on the Gas Commission, which approves PGW's budget. Reinhart says a gap needs to be bridged between climate activists who want to get off fossil fuel ASAP and workers who worry they will lose their good-paying jobs.
Too often in these debates, there's two sides that are very far apart, and it becomes, you know, very rancorous. And it's one thing to talk ideology about needing to change. It's another thing to talk about how do you really create buy-in.
City Council member Derek Green also chairs the gas board. He says he's hopeful PGW can find a way to transition toward clean energy and keep union jobs. After all, because of climate change, heating with gas is going the way of lighting with gas.
You know, PGW started in 1836 as a lighting company, and then it transitioned to a heating company. So we're now on a precipice of another transition.
Green says the plans need to start now, because you can't take a company that's been heating homes with gas for the past 120 years and switch overnight. He wants to use federal infrastructure dollars to pay for a district geothermal pilot project. Hearings this week in City Council will discuss this, as well as other options for PGW to decarbonize. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.